the message within the message. And that is all of us. All of us have an opportunity to, if we are in aligned with God and aligned with Jesus, to take the little resources that we think are little to us and make them a powerful message, a miracle through Jesus to the multitudes. So it is amazing what can be done with little resources. We only had 5 loaves and 2 fish, right? That's not a whole lot. And when you consider, well, it's interesting when they say 5,000 men. Just do the math. If there's a woman for every man, and there's a couple children with the women, you're talking at least 15,000, maybe 20,000 people. And how many loaves of bread?
Five.
How many fish?
Two.
How in the world could that have been accomplished? It's amazing when you think about that. But I bet if you thought hard and looked at some of the miracles that have happened in recent times, you're also amazed. You say, how can that happen? How can that be? So many miracles that you can take. I remember when I was working as, before I got my engineering degree, I was working in a steel mill. And the steel was just unbelievably hot, and it was just terrible. And I happened to be working on an assembly line at the time. Well, we were putting thread protectors on steel pipe, and the pipe would come down, and the safety wasn't real good that long ago, and the pipe would come down and hit a steel stop and then kick up onto a rack. Well, I'd done this so many times before. I'd break time, we'd just jump over the assembly line and take your hand over that metal stop and jump over. I did that, and about a second after I jumped over and cleared that stop, piece of pipe came through. And if my hand would have been there, it would have taken all my fingers all over my hand completely off. That was a miracle. That was a miracle that I didn't lose my fingers at that time. I'm sure you can look at miracles along the way that when you've gone through life and you say, there but for the grace of God. Well, you've had times where you've said, man, if I would have been a little bit sooner, a little bit later, timing would have been just right, I'd have been involved in this accident. Now that's kind of on the negative side, but look on the positive side. Here's the disciples saying, Jesus, we don't have enough people, we don't have enough food to feed those. He said, feed them. Go feed them. You notice in the scripture, he's not doing it. He told them to go do it. Go give them something to eat. Verse 16. Go give them something to eat. And they reacted by saying, well, all we got is, how many loaves? Five. How many fish? Two. And yet, he took that and he blessed it. And he looked to heaven, and the miracle occurred. How many miracles are there out there that we are part of, or could be part of, if we align ourselves with God? How many are responsible for the miracle? Absolutely not. So the message within the message is, take the resources that you have. Don't belittle yourself by saying, oh, that's too small to even worry about. I don't worry about that. You know, that's not going to make any difference. So one little act of kindness, one little act of taking the resources that you have to make a difference can perform, a miracle can come out of that. Maybe you don't even know about it. Maybe you never hear about it, but it made you feel good at the time that you did a good deed, and you knew you were on the right track. And because you were on the, because you did that good deed, God gave you a wink. Say, good job. Good job. Made all the difference in the world.